Welcome to The Daily Dose, where we are currently walking through an overview of the entire Bible. Join us today as we learn the story of Scripture and see God's redemptive plan through Christ from cover to cover. Let's listen to Matt Reister, Director of Christian Crusaders and the Cedar Falls Bible Conference.
Today we're going to start the book of Acts. Acts is the fifth book in the New Testament. It's the first book after the four Gospels. And speaking of the Gospels, we just finished the book of John. I want to put a plug in for that. It's a great package for anybody who just wants to study the Gospel of John, which is the most popular Gospel, the most highly recommended Gospel for people to read by many preachers and ministries. Billy Graham would have people who became followers of Christ at his crusades make sure to read the Gospel of John shortly after that. In that set of devotions, we covered every verse in the book of John. So if you haven't gone through it yet, I really want to encourage you to do that. And regardless of what you decide to do with that, today we start the book of Acts. But before we jump in, I want to thank the Family Leader for being our Daily Dose devotion sponsor. You can learn more about the Family Leader in the announcements at the end of this devotion. And as always, thank you to the Family Leader for their support. So the book of Acts, some people think of as Luke 2, meaning the second book of Luke, the second gospel of Luke. I just got done saying that John is maybe the most popular gospel. After doing the Daily Dose devotions through the book of Luke, I think it is my favorite gospel. And the author of that gospel is also the author of Acts. One of the reasons I loved the book of Luke is because of the purpose behind why he wrote what he wrote. I'm going to flip back there and remind you of why Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke, and that was so that somebody named Theophilus, or maybe Theophilus was a stand-in for anybody who was a lover of God, maybe a young Christian, maybe a seeker. Luke wrote the Gospel of Luke for Theophilus, so that this person, whether it's a literal person or whether it's a representative of all people, could have certainty concerning the things that they had been taught about Jesus Christ. And so as we went through the Gospel of Luke, we were oftentimes reminded that the reason Luke included this detail or that story was so that Theophilus could be certain of the things that he was taught about Jesus. Well, Luke continues that theme in Acts chapter 1. We're going to be in verses 1 through 5, and so let's jump in. In the first book, O Theophilus, I have dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up, after he had given commands through the Holy Spirit to the apostles whom he had chosen. So here Luke is addressing his second book, Acts, which, by the way, the traditional title of this is The Acts of the Apostles. And one thing that we'll notice as we go through Acts is that every time Luke uses the word Lord, he's referring to Jesus Christ. And we'll see that the Lord is doing all kinds of things. Jesus Christ is doing all kinds of things, even as the early church gets started, even after the ascension of Jesus Christ, who's not there physically, but who is still orchestrating these things that Luke records in the book of Acts. With this in mind, we could refer to Acts not just as the Acts of the Apostles, but the Acts of Jesus Christ after his resurrection and ascension to heaven. Or, as we'll find out, the Holy Spirit plays a very prominent role in the book of Acts, so we could also call Acts the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Nevertheless, Luke is writing again to Theophilus, so he could be certain of the things he'd been taught, and he refers back to that gospel, saying, "In my first book, I dealt with all Jesus began to do and teach." He doesn't say it explicitly, but it almost implies that this book, Acts, is about what Jesus continued to do and teach. The Gospel of Luke was the beginning, and now Acts is what Jesus continued to do. That first book, the Gospel of Luke, went from before the birth of Jesus right up until the day he was taken up, or the day that he ascended. We're actually going to get some more details about his ascension in the next section here in the book of Acts. And the book of Luke included commands that Jesus had given his apostles through the Holy Spirit. Verse 3 says, "He presented himself alive to them after his suffering by many proofs, appearing to them during 40 days and speaking about the kingdom of God." So this is the first time that we get any specificity about the time frame between Jesus' resurrection and Jesus' ascension to heaven. 40 days, of course, might bring to mind other things that were numbered by 40s. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights when Noah was on the ark during the great flood. Moses and the Israelites wandered for 40 years in the wilderness between the time when they left Egypt through the Red Sea during the Exodus and when they entered the Promised Land. Jesus was tempted for 40 days and 40 nights by the devil at the beginning of his public ministry. And here we have 40 days between Easter, the resurrection, and ascension day, the day that Jesus was taken up, which is recorded at the end of Luke and here in the next section of Acts. Let's finish out this section with verses 4 and 5. Luke continues to write, "And while staying with them, he ordered them not to depart from Jerusalem, but to wait for the promise of the Father, which, he said, you heard from me. For John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit not many days from now." So here Luke is setting up what we're going to read in chapter 2 of Acts, which is about Pentecost, when the Holy Spirit came down and was poured out on all believers. It's interesting. You might remember at the end of Matthew 28, 18 through 20, a very popular passage, Jesus tells his disciples, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them and teaching them to obey all that I've commanded you." So the scope of Jesus' ministry, the scope of God's redemptive plan for the world, is a global scope. It was God's intent from the beginning. It was Jesus' intent at the end of Matthew that his disciples would spread out and begin a movement, the movement of Christianity, that would encompass the entire globe. It would go and make disciples of all nations. But right here, Jesus is telling them, not yet. Stay put. Stay in Jerusalem until the promise that my Father has given you, which is that the Holy Spirit is going to be poured out on you, the Helper is going to come. Stay put in Jerusalem until that happens. Parenthetically, what we know that they didn't at the time, stay put until that happens because you've got no chance. You've got no way of accomplishing the Great Commission. You've got no way of making disciples of all nations. You've got no way of my gospel message reaching the year 2024 and being proclaimed through a ministry called Christian Crusaders unless the Holy Spirit comes and causes and enables that to happen. And it's only going to happen a few days from now. Well, that's all we've got for the first 5 verses of Acts. Come back next time for the account of Jesus' ascension. Thanks for tuning in and have a great day.
This is The Daily Dose, a podcast of Christian Crusaders Radio and Internet Ministry. Please subscribe on Apple, Google, or Spotify podcasts, or download the free Christian Crusaders app and share with a friend. Also, prayerfully consider supporting our ministry at ChristianCrusaders.org, where you can find our weekly 30-minute radio broadcast airing on stations around the world since 1936, and where you can listen to our Conversations podcast featuring inspiring interviews with interesting Christians. Special thanks to our Daily Dose sponsor, The Family Leader. God designed 3 social institutions, the family, the church, and government. At The Family Leader, they are bringing all 3 together, honoring God and blessing our neighbors. Learn how and join them at thefamilyleader.com. We also want to highlight another special ministry partner, the Cedar Falls Bible Conference. Check out conference videos and schedule of events online at cedarfallsbibleconference.com. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.